Welcome to the DC Today, your daily market synopsis of the Dividend Cafe, brought to you every Monday through Thursday to bring you up-to-date information and perspective on financial markets.
Hello, welcome to DC Today. It's Tuesday, March 19th. Great to be with you here on this generally pretty positive trading day, actually, which is a little uncharacteristic because tomorrow will conclude the two-day Federal Reserve meeting, and they'll set their policy and then talk about forward guidance. And I think what the market will be expecting tomorrow is that obviously it's 100% chance on Fed futures that they're going to keep rates the same. So that part is to be expected, but it'll depend on what they talk about, what the tone of Jay Powell is in the press conference. And then if the dot plots, if what they're expecting before the end of the year on rates changes from three reductions of 25 basis points to maybe two. And again, they're just both the PPI data, the CPI data, and the PCE data we got for last month was above what was expected. Again, it's not overly bothersome to me. I still think they're getting to where they need to go. It just isn't happening in a straight line. And I think that they're well aware of that. But that's the big news for tomorrow. But other than that, the day just started to melt higher. And so just when I started typing that we were going to have a mixed bag in markets, we ended up having a fairly positive day across the board. The S&P, NASDAQ, Dow were all up. And the bond market was also up. Bond prices rallied. And so you got a 10-year yield that dropped about 3 basis points, closed at 4.29. Still in that same range I've spoken about, which is about 410 to 435. So we'll see tomorrow. There's definitely news enough with the Fed where rates could pop higher, depending on what they say. So we'll stay tuned there. Other big news on the day was the BOJ, the Bank of Japan, raised interest rates for the first time in 17 years. So the last time that they did this was when George W. Bush was president, and the Bourne Ultimatum was in movie theaters, along with another Western that I particularly like called 310 to Yuma that nobody saw, but is a good movie if you want to catch it. Anyways, my point is that was a long time ago. They've been stuck in this sort of deflationary spiral now for decades and decades, since really the late 80s. And this is, historical, I guess, because they're going from negative rates into positive territory. A full, 0 to 0.1% is their central bank policy rate. And I said, basically, it's a bold thing to do, but when you get close to a 3x GDP and government debt, I suppose it's time for some monetary responsibility, I suppose. Housing starts for the day were up 10.6%, which was much stronger than expected. We had a weaker number in January, though, based on just weather. And so read into that what it is. It's positive that we're getting good data on housing. Resi was up 11.6 and multifamily was up 8.3. Permits, which we look at as more forward-looking indicator, were up about 2%, a little less as well. So again, broad-based and a foreshadowing to what I'll ultimately add in an Ask Brian section in the next DC Today or maybe the one following on housing. Is how this country is just underbuilt. We're undersupplied in housing. We're forming more households every year than we're replacing with new builds. And so eventually that results in a shortage of housing. That's what we're dealing with. Again, the Fed is tomorrow. There was an Ask Brian section today about taxable municipal bonds. It's not a very big market, this taxable muni space. If people remember in 2009, there was something called Build America Bonds. This was coming out of the GFC and federal government trying to subsidize the states to issue some debt by covering a third of the interest expense, if you remember that. But those were taxable munis. If I remember, they were in the 6 and almost 7% coupon range. I think they traded above par. But all that to say, the question was, can you put this stuff in an IRA? You can. I mean, it's just like any other taxable bond. We don't do it, but that doesn't necessarily mean it doesn't make sense financially. But my comment was, because the inventory is so small in the world, In other words, if you go to Schwab or Fidelity or something and try to go find taxable munis, you can find them, but they'll be odd lots and they'll be here and there. And it's just, there's not a lot of inventory. And so people will buy an ETF of them. And I just, you know, I just don't think buying an ETF of fixed income is a great idea. So I'm not a fan. So that was my comment to this person. It was a good question. And there's nothing wrong with taxable munis inside an IRA. Tax-free munis in an IRA would be a bad thing, right? Tax-free interest in a tax shelter wouldn't make sense. But hopefully you got some education there. And again, I'll be with you tomorrow, which will be Wednesday. And in the meantime, I wish you all a lovely evening, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you.
The Bahnsen Group is a group of investment professionals registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC, and with Hightower Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk. There is no guarantee that the investment process or investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is not indicative of current or future performance and is not a guarantee. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data and information referenced herein are from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analyses, prices, or other information contained in this research is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. The Bahnsen Group and Hightower shall not in any way be liable for claims and make no expressed or implied representations or warranties as to the accuracy or completeness of the data and other information, or for statements or errors contained in or omissions from the obtained data and information referenced herein. The data and information are provided as of the date referenced. Such data and information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are solely those of the Bahnsen Group and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Hightower Advisors do not provide tax or legal advice. This material was not intended or written to be used or presented to any entity as tax advice or tax information. Tax laws vary based on the client's individual circumstances and can change at any time without notice. Clients are urged to consult their tax or legal advisor for any related questions.